Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Jew for Self. Assalamu alaikum. I'd like to begin with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. And as always, we like to thank those who hear this at the present time, in the future, or just discuss it and find it as being some benefit to you. We appreciate you taking the time. We pray Allah bless you to see our point and give us, if you can, if you will, your view on it. On this particular studio that we're on, you can't do like AM360 and others right now, something that we haven't picked up on yet. But James and Brother James Bashir and Brother Nate Muhammad, both of them or one of them, will give you a number that you're welcome to call us on, and you will be speaking directly through the mic from the phone that you call on. And we'll hear it, and others will hear it as well. So, you know, when that time comes, please, when you give the number, either one of them, both of them, when they give the number, please write it down and feel free to call, and we'll definitely answer because we'll hear the phone ring. We won't see it. We won't see nothing on the screen, but we will hear the phone ring, and we will answer your call. As always, my desire is to plug into what does it take for us to do for ourselves. We have a goal. The halal industry, there's a major goal there, establishing the model community with many of us around the country. We have a goal. We have aspiration to make something happen in a way for our people that has not yet happened in America. Son, don't get me wrong. We saw great growth in the nation. The nation caused even Christians to be stronger, believe it or not. There are many Christians after hearing something from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and many of them sat with him, the leaders. There were strong things that they were able to say after that. It wasn't necessary that they just drop what they're doing and become Muslim. The key is we all have to work together. Work from within your own place with your own understanding to do right, to live right. Our conduct has to be right. We have to treat each other right. Matter of fact, we have to treat each other like family because we are. We have to see ourselves today as Americans. This is our country. What do you think we should do? Say we're not? We all should get on a ship somewhere or a plane, go somewhere else and claim another country? No, the African-American descendants of slaves are Americans by Allah's permission, by God's permission, by the Creator's permission, ain't but one, but by the permission of that one, Creator, God, we are Americans. Just like Europeans are European, we all got the same, I don't care what part of the earth you look at, we all got the same grandfather by years and years and years way distant from where we at today. However many times, we may have to, if we were going to say great, 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 we may have to say great, great, great 1,000 times just to figure out where we at. And might still find out we didn't go far enough. Maybe it's 2,000 times. But nonetheless, every human being was created. After created, now I'm using in the term the way birth is given to each of us. And not just us. Look at the animals. Look at the insects. Look at everything that has birth. Allah has a pattern for everything that lives, everything that exists. He has a pattern, and he has a use for it. We're looking at ourselves, not wanting to act like we're one, but we're suffering the same problems because we won't come together as one. The Muslims particularly should see that we are demanded of us to work as one. The Muslim community is one. No race thing. We are living in a society that Shaitan whispers in. And when I say that society, don't just look at America. It wasn't too long ago less than 20 years ago. Those brothers and sisters from overseas, brothers more than sisters, but some sisters repeated it. They looked at America and said, America's the big shaitan. They weren't excluding none of us. The America, they didn't say Americans, but they were saying that. America is the big shaitan. You ain't heard that in almost 20 years. Who tamed the shaitan over here? Who caused him to settle? Those of us that lived in America. Nobody came over and arrested the shaitan and put handcuffs on him and took him somewhere. No. We caused him to sit down. How do you cause shaitan to sit down? Don't listen to him. Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, was asked a question by his youngest wife, Aisha. May Allah be pleased with her. May Allah keep, of course, the Prophet Muhammad in high rank above all, and that we recognize that as humans. But when the question was asked, they were talking about the jinn, the whisperer that's in all of us. The Prophet said, everyone has a jinn. She was surprised. She said, even you? He said, yes. Even me, but mine submitted. Mine is no longer a jinn. Mine is a Muslim. And I deduce from that. You know, you got to think on things that are said by Allah, by his messengers, by the prophets. Anyone that makes sense of something, you have to think on it to get to the base of it. How would you know your jinn is submitted? Because the prophet said his became a Muslim. Yours could become a Muslim. And I say from my own experience, mine have become Muslim. What's the proof? He can't whisper to me. He's a Muslim. He can't whisper to me. He can't bring in nothing from shaitan to me. I'm not hearing. You won't see me standing on the corner fussing with myself, talking to my jinn. It's just that I've become a student of what Allah offers us, a human wanting what Allah offers us, to the point that I can look in my own life and see when was the last time that a whisper lived in me to do something wrong. Been a long time. So I'd have to say my jinn has submitted. So what do that mean? That means Allah gives you the ability to govern and see yourself. You don't need nobody looking at you and say whether you're a devil or not. Look at yourself. You know. In other words, Allah gives to every human being, regardless of race, age, sex, or whatever, the ability to see. They're blowing their opportunity for paradise in this life and the next life, or they're increasing their opportunity. I'm working to increase mine for paradise in this life and in the next life. When I look at what would be done with the idea that we're working with, our team, Halal's Inc., the halal industry, we want to create wealth among our people. Just to have money? No. To have the comfort of living, to live right. You know, when you don't share with people, you make thieves of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're hungry, so they may steal a sandwich. Who keeps people away from food and then punish them for trying to eat? The devil? Some evil, wicked person that want to enslave you? No, we got to change that. For Bilal Zinc, the halal industry, we want to create wealth that cause people to see we want to put you in business if you're business worthy. We want to help your plight. If you can't do business, let us give you a job. Or at least you can go buy food to eat. There's no reason for a human being to be hungry in a society that throw enough waste away to feed hundreds of people every week, if not thousands, from one area. And that's happening in spots all over this city, all over this country, all over every state. So we want to build something
and then find from among ourselves those who would qualify themselves to, one, be employed, that they have somewhere to have a job. But if they're even bigger than that and can manage a business, and that business being theirs, they can make it grow and be a type of nourisher of strength for their own family. Think about that. Look at our community. How many families are on top of each other? Are they all strong enough to nourish themselves, that their gen can't live in them as a wrong gen, but instead they can become Muslim? For a Christian, they can become Christian. If it's done in a manner that is wholesome, as we're talking about, we plan to change the society in which we live in. You won't see hungry people from among us. Why? Because we're going to build industry throughout our community. Or it won't happen overnight. It'll take a minute. But if you're still around 10 years once we get the first one started, I think we'll all see a change of America. But so many places that affect us. We're tied to each other. We know the hunger pains of each other. Our Christian brothers and sisters, we know them. They're our family. And we have an obligation to be successful serving God, to relieve the pain of any type from each and every one of us. That's how we have to see it. We can't see ourselves just walking around, allowing the conditions to worsen as we grow older and older, and don't pass nothing to the next generation, not even conversation. I'm thankful to Allah for my father. He gave me conversation. Mm-hmm. He gave me a spirit to want to do better, not just for me, but for my family, for my friends, people I don't even know. When we talk about Bilal Zane, we're talking about helping in state after state after state after state. And building, extending businesses from one state to another. Not alone, appeal to us as a people. We're not talking about doing this alone. We're going to do our share. And our share will be picked up because Allah will give those who will carry this. We have to look a little bit. We have to do our due diligence. But reality, once it started working in this community that was once upon a time the Nation of Islam, start speaking, yes, we're now doing for self. We're feeding ourselves. We're sheltering ourselves. Every city, we got brothers and sisters that know developing of property. But because I would have to say it this way, because of the Caucasian style of banking to keep us out, buy up everything for us and make it high cost for us so we can't live in our own neighborhoods. We're going to change this. If it pleases Allah, we're going to change that. We're going to change it where we can have our own banking. I like to speak about Grace Line. Yeah, the credit union.
Right.
And whatever banking that we need to do, we need to trust them. Pull them forward. Trust them. You got a question? Study and then bring your question public.
Right.
Don't insult somebody, think somebody can't do it, to the banks in any city, and just walk in and drop our money in there. But when we're doing something, we're skeptical. And I'm speaking now about the imams who don't want to bring your membership to the Grace Line and help open up a bank, some imams. Well, we're going to open our own in the city. Open it. Nobody tell you don't open it. But what's wrong with having a national institute for banking, for credit union, and the things that we need to know? Why not have the people come in from Grace Line, the different masajids across the country, not just imams meetings, and talk to the people in those different institutes from one end of the coast to the other end, north to west, south to east. Talk across the country on what we need to do. Why should a masjid have members if it's only 10?
If there's only 10 in that membership, they just started opening up the building, people don't know about them yet, why can't that 10 be supporters of a bank? Put that bank online inside the dealings of the masjid. If it's just 10, and if it's 1,000, you can easily do something. Y'all count numbers. We need to raise $1 million. Can 1,000 of us put up $1,000? Somebody say, well, I ain't got no 1,000. Yes, you do. You know 10 people that'll give you 100. If not 10, find 100. That'll give you 10. We have to use numbers. That's why Allah gave us numbers. Numbers that help each other and be willing to pay back. I'm growing because someone helped me. Why? I don't want to give nothing back. I'm a thief? No, I ain't no thief. I'm honorable. I need your help. Can you help me? And the people pull out of their pocket and help? No, let's make it work. Graceline, credit union. I don't want to get on the air nowhere and don't at least say it one time. I can't say it one time. I got to say it a few times. Because they're talking, I'm not a person that's going to open up a bank. I don't have the head for the bank, but I will put money in the bank. Guarantee you that, and will help push other people to put money in the bank. Why? Because I'm dealing with a bank, been with them for the better part of 40 years, I guess. They didn't change names so many times. You know what I mean? I know the name each time, but they didn't change their name. And we had one bank in the days of the Nation of Islam, Federal Credit Union. That's right.
Federal Credit
Union. So we was a part of it. You know what I mean? And that's, you're talking about the one in Philadelphia, yeah. Michigan. I'm talking about the one that down on Elijah Muhammad. Oh, no, federal. It was, I think it was called Federal Credit Union also, or Federal Bank, one of those. But either way, but we did have the credit union at Philadelphia Masjid here in Philadelphia. So we need these things. We need to encourage our people to bank with each other. We ain't gonna redline each other. You know what I mean? In other words, we need a loan. We need to build money. We don't want to just have money sitting. We want to make money through our own people, building, growing, and the bankers showing us the many ways of trust and moving the funds, the bonds, et cetera. We need bonds. When I was a youngster, I kept bonds. When I got in the military, I kept bonds. It was a lot of years I grew into before I stopped using bonds. And I'm really just thinking about it now. When did I stop? I don't even know. But why we don't have them? Why we don't benefit from them? Let our brothers and sisters of the Grace Line tell us why we won't use a bank as easy as we use a credit union. Educate us, and then let's support them. That's how we do it. We're going to have everything with Bilal's, the halal industry. We need truck drivers, delivery people. We need sales personnel. We're going to need cars for them, mechanics, grounds to hold our vehicles on to take care of daily. We need all kind of people. And right now, still, right here in Philly, we're being blocked. I don't like to sue, but I think it's time to sue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you know, I really want a lawyer that will go tell him, look, he don't want to sue. Yeah, I better work on an agreement with him because you're going to get hurt in this suit. Because the key is, as I come through, the court system trying to prove, not trying because I was proving it, but seemed like they wasn't correcting the records, and I wind up back there again. I've seen so many of our old people, seniors, when I was a youngster. You know, we started this project 2005 for the signing for this property. I was 2005, I was young enough to say I was young, 18 years ago, what you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm still young. I'm still pretty young, you know what I mean? And I still feel young. But I've watched elderly people lose their homes for a few thousand dollars, places they've been living in anywhere from 10 to 30 years or more. So we're going to do something about that.
community service office in our building, where we invite seniors, the city will know about, that if you got a problem with your property, somebody trying to take your property, share, sale, or whatever, come talk with us. Why? If we're making a profit, how are we going to let our people have their profits, properties taken from them?
Mm-hmm.
And no, you ain't going to just sign it over to us. You owe something, but you ain't going to just lose your house because we do that. No, you get ready to sell it to us first. We'll probably tear it down and build it up new and guarantee, especially if you're a senior, that you can live in it for the rest of your life and not pay a dime. And we'll give them some money for the house. We got to help our people. It ain't nothing but money. Think about that. If you making the kind of money that you should be making doing what you do to meet and serve many people, we supposed to help people with it. If we help people with it, when will Allah stop giving it to us? That's what we got to see. I see people make money, go to work, and the first thing they got to go do is go buy a pack of cigarettes, burn their money up, or run to the bar, drink it down, and maybe get so bombed out, somebody take their wallet. And I'm just joking about that, but that's real.
We see it every day.
Every day, you know what I mean? But for us, the Muslims, from where we were trained with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad, what is the Quran to us? It's a guide. That's one of the things it is. It's a guide. Do you think Allah is guiding us? Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. You want to sing, go sing. Whether it's religious songs or whatever, and I know that the Quran recitation is not singing, but some of us think that that's what Allah is telling us in the Quran. The Quran is a book for growth. For growth.
Right.
That's right. Guidance, direction.
Guidance. Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Yeah. So when you don't know where you're going, usually it's because you're too young to know how to travel. But there are adults. After a period of time, we got it easy these days. You turn your phone on, put it on MapQuest, put the address in it, and it'll tell you where to go.
Mm-hmm.
But as an adult, we're supposed to know by now what we're doing. And when we look at our people, we could say we haven't done anything. Take part of the blame. And, oh, Allah, tell me how to help. For me, for the brothers and sisters that's with the halal industry, we see building wealth, establishing industries. We don't have industries. We used to serve everything, and I don't mean beer and stuff like that. I don't mean serve on the table. But we can't help nobody these days. The masjids, you give charity, they pay the bills with the charity. Now you can't even help a needy person if they come here. I remember one time here in Philadelphia, they was bragging me, this some years ago, about collecting 9,000 something at the Eid and Eid Fitr, you know what I mean? The money they collect, that money's for the needy. They collect, they brag, they shouldn't have did it over the mic, but they said, we collect $9,000-something. So the brothers and sisters who needed something went to the office and knocked on the door and said, can they get something to help with their rent? Can they help get something for some food? Everybody that went to the door was told we ain't got it. When they came out, I'm standing outside. I said, brother, man, they ain't give me nothing. Well, I don't run that in there. But that ain't what's supposed to happen. Charity is charity. When the masjid, and check your imams. Ask them. Don't insult them. I don't mean it like that. If your charity is paying the bills of the masjid, it got the wrong name on it. It shouldn't be charity. It should be obligations, masjid obligations. There's a spot on the paperwork, even if it's not written in yet, that could say money to care for the masjid, and they should have another one on there. Money. They don't have to say money. Building expense, yeah, all like that, those kind of words. And care for the
for the imam. Because the imam don't make no money in most cases. He ain't got nothing. It shouldn't be left on the treasury just to hand the bill collector some money from the charity. The imam need to get across town and get him car fare from the charity. No, the believers should take care of that, separate from the charity. But the charity is for the needy. Every now and then, a believer lose everything. The brother here in Philadelphia had a fire, and I think he had 13, 14 children. The believers came to his aid, but it was a separate charity. So those charities are just for that. Allah put them in the Quran, put them in the Bible, for us to understand that's for the needy paying the bill. Those who are strong, those who are making money, we should already pledge to the masjid a certain amount coming from my paycheck every week, every other week, whichever. But at least once a month, money coming out of my paycheck. Everybody that works and are part of a masjid. If you ain't a part of this one, whichever one you're a part of, you're a part of a church, whichever one you're a part of, you should be given from your pay something to help maintain the facility, the house of worship, to keep somebody there working to clean it up, et cetera. Don't tell somebody clean it up and you ain't got a dime for them and they ain't got no money. Gotta take care of you. Gotta bless you, boy. Go on, you just go ahead. Whether it's Muslim, Christian, whatever, that's the wrong thinking. There's so much success in the reading of scriptures. If we utilize it right, we want to create businesses. The businesses should say automatically, maybe I'm gonna give a $10,000 to the masjid. And they might not mean $10,000 in a lump sum. They might mean $800 and total it up, $800 and something every month given to help maintain the masjid. Total it up, $800 and something times 12, and see what happens. See how much help would be coming from the masjid to the masjid, excuse me, if the believers did that. But we live impoverished even in our worship. We turn ourselves over to the first one that want to bring a buck from another community. Did you hear our leader, Imam Muhammad, may Allah bless him always, keep him in a high place? When they offered him, "Please take this check, my brother. Take the check. Put as many zeros as you want on it." They weren't playing. They weren't talking about two or three zeros, four zeros. Put as many as you want. If he wanted to put $1 billion on there, he could have did it. He said, thank you, but no. And he had to tell our imams when the imams asked him, "Brother Imam, why didn't you take the money?" He said, "First of all, who would I have given it to take care of our needs? Anyway, we weren't ready to handle that kind of money. You can't ruin a people. You give them something, and they don't know what they got and pay everything up." He said, "Who would I have given it to?" They went, "Which one of you imams?" Imams had to keep their mouth closed. But they ain't never handled no money like that. You put it in this one hand, and a few of them going to come back tomorrow with brand new cars. "Well, brother, man, we did that so we just show the people that we got help." Come on, man. Wake up. You know what I mean? So we have to build our own. If we don't build our own, it'll always be somebody trying to take us over with a little handout. The message is today, we can't even speak as a majority to the crimes in our own neighborhood because we've walked away from the neighborhood trying to be something else, trying to look like the Arab, trying to sound like the Arab. No. Let's go back to where we were. We were brought here, made Negroes and other things. Do for self so we'll feel proud. We can build just like anybody else can build. Allah's with us. I don't want to have, if
Bonner, brother from overseas, came over. Yes, you want to put something up? Yeah, we could use a few million dollars, more than a few. Let's draw up a contract. This is how I got to pay you. I ain't going to pay him different than I'll pay a bank. If the bank open up right now to us and give us what we need, there's a line item, line by line item on how to pay it. If you run late, where we could foreclose, all those things in there. Why wouldn't I do it with my brother overseas? We have to build for ourselves. That's my point. Let's take a break, shall we? Brother James, thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
As-salamu alaykum. I would like to read from the 8th Surah of the Quran, Al-Anfal. They asked thee concerning things taken as spoils of war. Say, such spoils are the disposal of Allah and the messenger. So fear Allah and keep straight the relations between yourselves. Obey Allah and his messenger if ye do believe. For believers are those who, when Allah is mentioned, feel tremor in their hearts. And when they hear his sounds rehearsed, find their faith strengthened, and put all their trust in their Lord, who establish regular prayers, spend freely out of the gifts we have given them for sustenance. Such in truth are the believers. They have grades of dignity with their Lord, and forgiveness and generous sustenance. Just as thy Lord ordered thee, hallow thy house in truth, even though a party among the believers dislike. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry, Do For Self, with your host, Imam Wali Ayu Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Inc., and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org in 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us, tweet at CWSHURAA, email us at info@cwsc.us, visit am360.org, PAN Corporation, Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. If anyone would like to ask a question or make a comment, we ask you to call 267-385-0259. Again, if you want to ask a question or make a comment, dial 267-385-0259.
Thank you, Brother James. This is Nate Muhammad. The Halal Industry, Do For Self. I'd like to just comment on, as the Imam was talking about, the unification as a people in order to establish and build progress and be progressive in our manner. I can't help but to reflect back to you that this is to unite the African-American people, descendants of slaves. That is a big task. What make it a big task is that we would never together. Even if we even before slavery, we living in tribes, wanting to fight each other territorially and whatnot. But as a people, as a whole, we never moved as one. So us migrating here in America, once we hit shore, everybody went in all different directions. You sold in all different directions, stripped of everything. Now it's language. And we went. All I can say today we have came full circle, because every generation we were then involved in, we got a little better. And what I mean good, a little better, it was once upon a time you couldn't read. You couldn't learn. You couldn't learn to read. It was once upon a time you couldn't even be seen as a group to do anything. Society stripped you and degraded the black man when it was in his family. Destroyed his will, whatnot. Some of the things they did to the family. We got to reconstruct that back. And how are we going to reconstruct it? We have to be in something that's greater than us. Individually, we can't do it. But with the help of Allah, we can do it. We can do it the way Allah say do it. Lead with him. Lead with what he said. Because I can see right now everything is being constructed or reconstructed. Building. It's like we sitting here talking about the halal industry. Do for self. To build our model community. It's being constructed. Plan is in the works. And we can see, you know what I mean? I don't care how what people might say, oh, y'all ain't moving fast enough. No, we moving the way. We're dealing with the hand we've been dealt, and we have to take it for what it is. Move the bill and take our time. So we had to make sure all our, how they say, T's was crossed and I's was dotted. Because we're going to be leaving information for those to come behind us. A lot of us at the twilight of their life, their stage of life, and we done seen a lot. We done been through a lot. And we done seen the completion of certain things. So we already know when we look back at those who's behind us, we can tell them, yo, don't do that. Don't go that way. Because this is going to happen. This is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. That's why the imam be reaching out to the people, especially for Grace Line. All the people that's doctors and incredible people that we can build. What we want to build is a avenue or an asset that we're going to eliminate a lot of the blight. If I was coming through, we didn't already see it. We know how to warn them. It's like how he said the Quran, Book of Guidance. It warned you. This is as important to us. And we should sit over here coming back to our people. We strive. We insist that we have to unite. Yes. We can't be successful in anything unless we are united. You might can be successful individually, but that's only a part of it. It don't mean nothing unless the majority of the people is successful right along with you. Then we can sit there and say we are successful. All right, as we've been going, we done experienced a lot of stuff as coming up as a youngster, always saying, oh, yeah, black folks can never do nothing together. Mm. They can never unite. They're never. Yeah, because somebody left a bad taste in your mouth. Mm-hmm. That's why you see that. That's the negative form. And that was designed to stunt your growth. Here we come through the Nation of Islam the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with them, both of them, grant them paradise. That first part of the growth and the second part of the growth put us on a road, a path of success. Amen. How do we know that? It cleaned us up first before it did anything. Amen. It disciplines you. It taught you to love yourself. Then it makes it easy for you to love your people. It introduced you to do research on your people. See what happened back in the day. How did you wind up in that situation? It directed us to it. That's the nation's Islam did that. I said it took us to a form of voodoo. That's evolution. That's what I'd say. I'll stand up to anybody for that. The Imam, Muhammad, which Don Elijah Muhammad said somebody going to come and take us to the next level. First thing he taught us is, a cannibal for your action. And we had to go back and apologize or whatnot if we done anything harm to anybody.
Oh,
yeah, that was hard for me because I know what I did. So, but I did it because the Imam said it, and it made me a better person where I can sit, and if I did something wrong, said something wrong, been in something wrong, I can acknowledge and accept it. Yeah, I did. Yeah, problem sitting here. If I'm wrong, I can apologize. I don't have a problem with that.
Oh.
Then he taught us the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad. What better could they do? And he didn't rush it. It just took his time, and we learned it.
Amen.
And that put us in a position that we can navigate our life from an Islamic standpoint no matter where we go.
Amen.
We don't need nobody to teach us the religion. I don't mind sharing your experience through the religion. I can learn from that because he made us all different so we can learn from each other. I don't have a problem with that, but we're already on the path, you understand, to be able to work together if we lead with what Allah says. How the Imam said, we don't need nobody to teach us anymore. All we need is to lead with what Allah says and do things to shore.
Amen.
There is the remedy of doing the unite, how we can work together from a united standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are made up, as far as men and people, of personalities.
Mm-hmm.
We got abundance of personalities when we come in the room. Mm-hmm. And what happened, they be clashing. You can hear them bouncing off the walls. Bing, bang, bing. There you go. Clash. But we can put that aside. And the number one denominator that we have to deal with anything is la ilaha illallah. That's what he mean by leading with what Allah says.
Right.
Our personality is secondary. Let's use our personality to get done what we need to get done. But when we sit down and we can address anything, we can address it with Allah's name, how he wants. We should never be, and when we sit down, it should never be arguments and disputes. If we say we believe in the law, to never, or we can always be checked or reminded that no, let's keep the law in front.
Amen.
You know, we've done it before. We've done it in the Nation of Islam, even though we had the lieutenant and the captains all over us. You understand? But it's the same thing. Yeah, I mean, it's the same approach, but the content is different. We leading with what Allah said. We leading with what the lieutenant and the captain said, man. That same attitude we had behind the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, any man Muhammad, we should fortify that and get behind what Allah says because we already done it before. And it's nothing new. Nothing new. And we can walk in anywhere and identify either something is right or wrong. We can walk in anything. And on top of that, we can walk in anything and check anything, whether it's right or wrong. Not to be on a big head or aggressive. It's just that this is what Allah gave us. Allah said approach everything with a lowly spirit. Humble yourself. You don't come in here all arrogant. With your chest all out, behind on your shoulder. You don't need that. You come in humble. And then Allah manifests. If it's a problem, he manifests it right in front of you because majority of the time the answer is in the problem.
Mm-hmm.
We just haven't seen it because we all built bull up or are bullheaded and whatnot, if I can use that term. This is our time now, only because we already know what to do. Once we organize, once we reunite, we go do for self. We learn to do for self. We can do for self now because we have the support of the unification, especially of our people. But that's who I'm talking to first. A lot of people are saying, yeah, we got to talk to the mankind also. Yeah, mankind haven't been through what we've been through as a people. That's why we have to save our soul from the hellfire first as a people. Not individual too, but as a people. Then we can show mankind how it's done. Because they all looking for a direction, too. They ain't going to sit up there and say it, but they are. Mm-hmm. You can see it. Mm-hmm. Everybody just want to use us. You understand? As a way of a stepping stone to get to leapfrog into whatever they want to do. They ain't put foot on our neck so we can't breathe or we can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Only because we refuse to work together. We refuse to unite. That is our number one thing. I'm everything I read, everything I hear, majority of them say the only reason why us as black folks can't get nothing done because we never unite. I say the only reason why we haven't united because we don't know how to unite. And once we learn that if we lead with what Allah said, because Allah is in charge of all this. I don't care, you say what you want. You to a stage now that I can see who's in charge. It ain't me. I set up there so that I can do this, do that, do this. Boy, was I surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I realized that Allah is in charge and let him do it. Just ride with him. That path, ride with him, get on out the way, ride with him. Because let him lay out what we're going to do because he already prepared us how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
That made it easy for me now. I'm not thinking about none of that stuff no more. It beat me down, having me going to pulling hair out, you understand, trying to figure out how we're going to get this mm-hmm. and that, or when to help. No, let God do this.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's our time.
Mm-hmm.
And if we sit here, and no matter what we get into and how we get into, if we remember Allah is in charge, we can do anything we want because we got people that specialize in everything.
Everything.
You sit back in the meeting, you listen to them, and you have to look back at them and say, boy, you know all that?
Mm-hmm.
We see little kids. No, well, especially with this technology today, these little youngsters know this just like that. But they're going to need guidance. They're going to need protecting their back because out here in the street, we know Shaitan is at his best. And you have to remind him of what he's going to be getting into or what he's up against.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all part of doing the unification.
Mm-hmm.
Assalamu
alaikum.
My Islam, brother Amin.
Alhamdulillah. This is brother Amin. Yeah, I had my hand up, put my hand up, so evidently y'all can't see the screen, but it's another person. Okay. It's another person also. If it's okay, this other person, I'm going to bring him in. Where this person is.
Bring him in. Yes, sir.
Okay, assalamu alaikum. Take your name. 215. Uh-oh.
Brother, you mean? Brother, I mean?
You still there?
Don't you turn that down. Well, I mean,
yeah, I'm here. 215-806. State your name and tell us where you call it from. 215-806.
That's my leg up. James said she
right. Yeah. That was a mistake,
Did you have another hand?
No, that's the only number. I saw the 215 number had their hand up, you know.
That's Brother James.
Yeah, that's okay, that was an accident then. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, all right, okay, let me close it out then, since it's making a lot of racket.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. At 6 o'clock Western time, which would be 9 o'clock in time, I'm going to go come on for a half hour and talk a little bit about these reparations and the new initiative, the 2%
right.
solution. And everything. So, you know, if you can, tune in at 9 o'clock. And inshallah,
okay.
I can talk about it for about a half hour. Not very long.
Okay, so you say
right,
6 o'clock our time?
9 o'clock. It's going to be 9 o'clock.
No,
yeah.
9 o'clock.
I mean, our
time,
9 o'clock. 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
Okay. Same number, right?
All right. I saw him next. Same number.
My name is my son. Okay.
All right.
I'm Sounds good.
Thanks, Brother Amin. That's Brother Amin Yasir Muhammad, Claire Muhammad STEM School.
STEM.
STEM School in Los Angeles, California. He's very supportive in the halal industry, to do for self. He's the one who lend us time from off this podcast to share our vision, and we thank him. And back to, we got 4 minutes. Back to, we're going to take a PSA over here. All right, Jay.
Can you take it to the floor?
Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayu Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org. PAN Corporation Community Wide Shore Conference at CWSC.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And as a reminder, if anyone wants to ask a question or make a comment, dial 267-385-0259. That's 267-385-0259. We want to thank everybody who tuned in for tonight's call, and we ask that you tune in tomorrow night. Excuse me, not tomorrow night, but tune in again Thursday night.
What's the
Wednesday.
We're on AM 360. We don't know
if there's the sound
radio.
Yeah. It's up. So again, you dial in. Don't forget to tune in on Thursday at 6 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
And tomorrow we'll be on AM 360 at from 5 to 7. So, again, you can tune in there as well. So, again, we want to thank everyone again for tuning in. As-salamu alaykum.